Hello and welcome everyone to this week's episode. You must be wondering why I am speaking in a British accent, because today we are going to be discussing the Premier League. I would be normally talking as my British accent is terrible, as you saw. So let's get started. So today I have with me Mr. X, who is a recurring guest, and those of you who don't know who he is, take a trip down to the previous season and listen to an episode named Living with the COVID Part 1. And also I have with me Shadowstorm, and those of you who don't know her, don't worry, you'll get to know her more as we gradually move into the episode. So Mr. X here is a Manchester United fan, and Shadowstorm here is a citizen that is a Manchester City fan. So starting with Mr. X, how would you describe yourself as a Manchester Red Devil? How did you discover the team, and since when are you a fan?
Hi everyone. I've been a United fan for almost 15 years now. I've been following them since I was 10. Started playing football around that time. Idolized Ronaldo, and that is how my love for Manchester United began. It was all because of Cristiano Ronaldo. Ronaldo left United, but my love for United was bigger than my love for Ronaldo. So ever since that, I've been following United. And the past few seasons haven't been very good for United fan. Haven't won the league since almost 6 years now. Tough times, but yes, I think we'll get through this as well.
And what about you, Shadowstorm?
So as for me, I got to know about Manchester City through a documentary series that's like called All or Nothing in 2018. So, like, I've been a fan for almost, like, 2 years, almost completely 2 years. And then, yeah, I started following their matches and all.
And that's quite ironic that both of your favorite clubs are local rivals. Like, both of them are based in Manchester.
Yeah, well, though Manchester United Stadium is not really based in Manchester.
Mr. X, your comments on this?
We have more titles than City. No comparison there. City have been playing some good football of late, but the eternal great team of Manchester is still Manchester United. Manchester was a red, and it will always be red, I think.
Well, I highly doubt that, considering the performance of Manchester United.
Just a bad season, and people start to judge. But if you take a look at the history, we've got more titles than you. We've got more overall goals scored than you. The rich culture, the rich history that Manchester United has, City are nowhere close. This is not the case with Manchester United. We have a very strong youth academy. All the players are trained, and all the young players are nurtured in the United way. And most of our first team, if you look at that, most of it are United Academy graduates. And it's not the same with City. They just spend millions and billions of money by players, and that is what City does. And as I said, that United not had a great two or three seasons, but definitely will be very good in the coming few seasons.
Well, I think I can safely say that Manchester City's youth academy is like really strong, has released good players since you.
Okay. Name
Phil Foden. Phil Foden. There's Phil Foden. There's Eric Garcia. There's Nathan Ake.
See, they don't get playing time. If I talk about United, you've got Mason Greenwood, Marcus Rashford, Jesse Lingard. All of them play regularly first team football. And
what I feel.
Yeah, only one player who regularly appears in the City team. Yep, let's not fight over that, I think. But as a football fan, as a football lover, I greatly appreciate some of the Manchester City players. Kevin De Bruyne being, I absolutely love Kevin De Bruyne. Very few players in the world football right now are, I think none of them is better than Kevin De Bruyne. So yes, some few good players, but as a team, I think United has the upper edge.
Now, the 2020 Premier League is turning out to be really surprising. I mean, the clubs which had been in the shadow of the finest clubs sit at the top of the table. Everton, Aston Villa, Leicester City are really outdoing themselves this year. Shadowstorm, let's start with you. Manchester City had quite a rough start, but since yesterday, continue.
Yeah, well, I guess it was because that Aguero was missing. They didn't have their striker. They didn't have Gabriel Jesus. They didn't have Aguero. And Sterling, who is not a striker, had to play as a striker. And also, there were a lot of, you know, youth academy players, which so the team did really have a lot of chemistry. And I think that's the kind of, like, that's the reason why they were losing their matches. But as you saw, yes, in last yesterday's game, they won against Arsenal 1-0. So I think that was because of Aguero, even though he didn't score the goal, but still.
What do you think, Mr. X, about Manchester United? They have lost 2 matches and won 2 matches.
Yes, so we're just 4 games into the season. United have played 4 up till now. They've won 2. The performance last night against Newcastle was, I think, fabulous. I mean, we were 1 goal down 15 minutes into the game. It ended, we've scored 4. So I think played well. They played really well, and just a matter of time when we pick pace, and we'll definitely start winning more games on our role.
Yes, but they surely lost 6-1 from Tottenham Hotspur. So
yeah, but that that win against Newcastle yesterday was a good way to bounce back, and hopefully things will get better on from here.
Now, here's the big question. Do you guys really think that this year the title will be won by one of the overshadowed clubs?
Do you not think so? Beginner's luck. And it's just
it's as she said correctly.
Season.
This is just beginner's luck. And once they're well into the season, like 10 games, 12 games, I think you'll see the table filled with the regular table toppers like United, City, Chelsea, Arsenal, and Liverpool. I think as the season progresses, we'll see these 5 teams in the top 5. But definitely, I would say that Leicester has been fabulous in the past 2 or 3 seasons. They haven't got much spending power, but under Brendan Rodgers, they've been fabulous, I think.
Mr. X, you being a football player yourself since a long time, and you have been watching Premier League since before me and Shadowstorm, you have a broader idea about the league. So in your opinion, will the clubs which have previously won the title, like Liverpool, City, Hotspur, United, will they gain momentum like in the mid-season? Has something like that happened in the past?
Yeah, definitely. As I said, right, as the season progresses, you'll see teams like Liverpool and United and City in the top 3, I think. And Chelsea has strengthened their squad quite a lot this season with the introduction of Kai Havertz. He's playing fabulous for them. Strengthened their front 3, Chelsea. So I think they will also feature in the top 4. But yeah, as I said, right, Liverpool are the ones for me that will I think be close contenders for the title along with City and Manchester United.
City has won the title like in 2 consecutive years, 2017 to 2018, and then season next to that. So Shadowstorm, do you think that they will do this again this season?
Yeah, well, obviously I do. But then still in yesterday's game, Kevin De Bruyne was still missing. So I think if he was present, they could have scored even more goals than they did last night. So let's see how it progresses.
Okay, so Mr. X, how has the lockdown and the pandemic affected you playing the sports?
Not really. I mean, I have tried to sneak out a number of times. But I've been caught packing my boots, so I haven't been allowed to do. Haven't been allowed to play football. That is definitely one thing that I miss a lot. Had an injury last year. I started playing before COVID, and unfortunately, after COVID, I haven't been able to play football. That is something I miss a lot.
Yeah, and what about you, Shadowstorm? Do you play?
It's just like once or twice, and I have been told that I'm a good goalkeeper. So,
okay. So, apart from the English Premier League, what other leagues or what other clubs do you guys follow?
I not usually follow the La Liga or the Bundesliga, but I watch some of the highlights. But if you talk about the nitty-gritties, I not really follow the Spanish league or the Italian league. It's mostly Premier League and the Champions League for me.
Well, personally, I do support Real Madrid.
So thank you both of you for joining me today by taking out precious time from your busy schedules and sharing your views on the Premier League and basically soccer in general.
Yeah, thanks a lot for having me, and looking forward to many more such debates with City fans. And yeah, thanks for having me.
So if you had told that you wanted a debate, so we would have prepared accordingly, but...
Yeah, it's okay. I mean, it was fun having City fans on board, and I think we'll beat them in the next derby, and then we'll have a debate.
So hope you guys enjoyed this episode, all the soccer fans out there, and stay tuned every week as we post fresh content every week, new episodes. And yeah, there's like many episodes lined up for you know, such unique things and talking about this urban life. So thank you.